Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Witt who is chasing the ball. Severide reaches third base with a triple. Jacobson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Shocker covering. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shang moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pip is 0 for 1 in the game. Pip hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shang bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Pip moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and has Pip trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Pip for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster moves to third. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. Sisler scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt bunts towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. McManus picks up the ball and throws it to Gerber, who tags the runner out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shang is hit by the pitch. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Shocker bunts towards first. Pip fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Ward covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 4 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Shang strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and New York Yankees. 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.